what if the bear's hungry and there's nothing else around to eat but me? You know, so it's like, would I pick the bear over the man? Welcome back, Booby Squad, to another episode of Staying Inspired with, as always, your host and hype woman, Amanda Yoa. I hope everyone is having a beautiful week. I'm having a beautiful week. I am just feeling energized. I'm feeling focused. I am feeling the effects of my magic mind. Yes. I know if any of you girlies out there are looking for a way to implement some real deal energy and focus and, you know, not having to worry about that 2 p.m. crash at the end of the day, or, you know, where you're fiending for another coffee. Caffeine is, you know, it's like that man that takes you out on the date and you're like, oh my God, he's perfect in every way. And then he ends up being like a total douche and you're like, what was I thinking? That's coffee. And, you know, I know a lot of us are ingrained. We grow up. I mean, I still call it a psychological thing. Like coffee, when I smell it in the morning, it wakes me up out of a sound sleep, right? But you have to remember, the ingredients in coffee are not meant to give you that real deal energy the way that Magic Mind does. Each shot contains a magical combination of 13 active ingredients designed to boost energy, focus, creativity, motivation. I mean, I know I've talked to the high heavens about this product. It's a little two-gulp shotski that you can take. You don't have to worry about carrying it around. If you're looking for that real deal energy, if you're tired of relying on coffee and getting a fix every couple hours during the day, go to magicmind.com, use the code GOLFRIENDS, and get yourself a subscription of this little magical bottle of potion that will change your life. I'm telling you. Would I lie to you? No, I would not. Okay? So magicmind.com, use the code GOLFRIEND, and see what I'm talking about. I'm telling you. It's amazing. Okay. Moving on, I want to ask you guys, do people still watch TV? Like, I remember growing up, I wondered this myself because I don't really watch too much TV anymore. Like, I have my shows on certain apps, but as far as, like, you know, your regular cable, you know, like the standard channels, like, I don't watch. I remember growing up and we had TGI Friday. Do you remember that? It was on Friday night. Everyone sat their asses in front of the TV, mom, dad, kids. I remember sitting in front of the TV and watching just show after show after show until it was time for bed. And I feel like we don't have that anymore, right? Now it's all about the apps. It's all about the Netflix and the Hulu and the Apple TV. And it's like you either have a show on that specific app and that's about it. I mean, we watch sports. So, you know, we rely on TV to watch sports. But other than that, like, do you guys watch TV? Do you guys remember, like, the little box? First of all, can I just, like, talk about, now I'm taking us back here. I need you to really, like, reel it back in. I'm talking, like, 90s. Do you remember HBO? That jam that used to come on, it was like, it would just get you pumped. I didn't care what was coming on, whatever. I felt like I could conquer the world by the end of that HBO little, you know, preview before the show came on. Do you remember that? Do you remember having HBO? I remember only having HBO because we had a hot box. Do you guys remember having the little TV box with the red numbers? Well, you know, back in my day, cable was a lot of money. So, you know, there would be certain people in the neighborhood who would sell the quote unquote hot box where you would have all the channels that you normally would have to pay for extra money. Now, included in this was the porn channels. That's right. Now, I forget specifically what channel these porn channels were on, but we would get like HBO, Showtime. All the channels were included in the quote unquote hot box. Don't ask me how they did it. I remember someone saying it was like a little chip they used to put in, but they would sell these and there was no way of really getting caught unless someone ratted you out that someone was like making hot boxes, but it was a way to scam the system and you had all the channels, right? And I'm just like, why can't we bring that back? Because times are tough and shit's expensive, okay? But anywho, So I remember one of the things, like on Showtime specifically, like late night, soft porn would come on, right? So I would have, like, I would go to bed and my mom would be watching a show on Showtime. And I don't know, girlfriend must be deaf, but she used to watch the TV. It used to be loud, right? So I would go to bed. She'd be watching a show. She always fell asleep on the couch. I would always end up having to be like, Mom, go to bed. Or she would end up being on the couch till like 4 a.m., which is funny because that's what I do now. But she'd be watching a show on Showtime. And then all of a sudden, I would be woken up in the middle of the night to sex noises because, you know, she didn't know this was happening. But a soft porn, like, I just wanted to be like, can you just be mindful of the show that you're watching and know that after there's a scheduled soft porn coming on, okay? And I don't need to be woken up as a young child to sex noises, 12 years old, okay? It's rather traumatic. So thanks a lot, Mom. But, you know, that's my memory. But I'm like, do we watch TV? Like, those are some of the memories of, like, growing up with a TV in the hot box and watching all the shows. I just feel like we don't do that really as a family. I try to implement like family night where we all sit down and watch a movie. But just getting to do that is a fight because this one wants to watch this. This one wants to watch that. They're arguing back and forth. By the time we decide on a movie, I'm like disgusted and just like, I'm like, can I just shut my eyes? Like, you've sucked the joy out of family movie night at this point. But let me know, like, do you guys watch TV? I don't really think anybody does anymore. I don't know. And we still pay for cable, but a part of me is like afraid of getting rid of it, even though we don't even implement half the channels. We probably could save a ton of money. I'm not even going to begin to tell you how much money we spend week or monthly on my Comcast cable bill. Okay. So if you're listening, Comcast, you better start lowering your rates or you're going to lose your girl. Okay. Because I don't even watch you to begin with. I only need you for the sports. And everything else, I pretty much have an app for now. You know, you pay individually for the HBO app, the Showtime app. You have your Netflix, you have your Hulu, you have your Disney Plus, you have your Apple Plus. I don't know. Times are changing. Oh, the times, they are changing. Okay. Hey, guess what, goal friends? Yes, I'm interrupting this episode to tell you that I'm officially launching my merch line. Staying Inspired merch, where every piece isn't just apparel, it's a whole anthem. Not just a vibe, but a whole movement, baby. A statement that roars louder than words, defining what it truly means to stand out as a woman in today's world. Staying Inspired is more than a brand. We're a revolution to empower, uplift, and redefine womanhood. Each piece stamped with confidence, ambition, and fearless vibes. By wearing Staying Inspired, you don't just flaunt a look, yet amplify a message, a commitment to yourself, to shattering glass ceilings and creating a world where every woman thrives. We got something for every woman as well as the mamas. That's right. We got a Mommy and Me legacy line where fierceness of womanhood meets the tenderness of motherhood. Check us out at AmandaYoa.com. All right, I'll let you get back to the episode. Let's get into it. Hot off the gram, I seen this. This has been the talk of the town. I've seen it on Instagram. A few friends of mine have brought it up on conversation on their TikTok. And it's all about the bear or the man. Do you know what I'm talking about? The bear or the man? Now, I read an article and a lot of people I've seen been, you know, talking about this, the same thing. But I read the article about it, and it says when women were asked, who would you feel more comfortable being left in a wooded area, secluded wooded area? Would you rather be left with a bear, a wild bear, or a man? Most of the women said a bear. Believe it or not, they said a bear. So I wanted to bring this up in conversation because I think it's an eye-opener, not just for us ladies, but for any gentlemen that are listening. So if you're in the car with your wife or your significant other or your sister or your mom, and you're listening to this right now, gentlemen, listen up, okay? I think it's pretty sad. Now, when I first read it, I guess my mind just goes to logic instantly. So I'm like, okay, I'd rather not be in a secluded woods, like, am I lost in the woods? I'd rather have a man, a human. But I thought about it and I seen where women were coming from, you know? And for me, I never really had an instance where I felt unsafe around a man. I've never, thankfully, I've never experienced, you know, I've never had an experience or a traumatic experience where I felt unsafe around a man, but it just goes to show a lot of women have. And to the point where they would rather be secluded in the woods with a bear, a wild bear who could instantly tear you apart, who's 10 times stronger than you, than a man. That's pretty sad. And it's especially sad seeing the way that men react to this. You know, they're not really trying to see past the logic, right? Once I was able to see past the logic, it made a lot more sense. And I thought, you know what? That's true. And I tried to really put myself in that situation, like secluded in, you know, the woods. Is it dark? You see a man. Okay, well, I'm here. I know somehow I got lost and I'm here. Why is he here? And what's he going to do to me? You know why the bear's there. The bear lives there, right? Just doing its thing. But a man alone in the woods with you, a man you don't know, you don't know what they're capable of. What could that man do to you? And it was a little disheartening to see a lot of the men commenting on this and saying we're being overly dramatic and, you know, just not really trying to take. Now, I did see some men who were willing to take accountability and try to smack a little reality into some of these gentlemen that were saying that, you know, the women were being dramatic and how could you pick a bear, a wild animal, over a man? And, you know, not really being empathetic to the experiences that women go through. So, you know, for all you men listening or all your ladies, like, have a conversation. Ask the men in your life, you know, what do you think about most women saying they would rather be in a wooded forest, secluded, whether they're lost, can't find their way, with a bear or a man? And most of them chose the bear. What do you think about that? You know, I think it's about time that men start taking accountability for their actions. Maybe not actions that they have specifically done, but just trying to see from the perspective, you know, because a lot of these men speaking, they might have not have ever done anything to women to harm them, but they're still on there trying to make women feel crazy or, you know, erratic and silly for saying such a thing as, yeah, I'd rather be in the woods with a bear than a man. You don't know what that woman went through. You don't know what that woman went through. You don't know what she experienced. And it's pretty sad if you can see past your own ego. It's pretty sad that women are choosing, the majority, to be in the woods with a wild bear that could rip them to shreds than a human, than someone of their own. Like, I don't even know the word for that. You know, a fellow human. They'd rather be in the woods with a wild bear who has no, you know, they're not trained. You don't know what they're going to do to you. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. So I wanted to bring that up in conversation. Go on over on my Instagram and let me know if you were able to have a conversation with whether it's your husband, your friend, or whoever. And what they had to say. I think this is really interesting. It's an interesting conversation. A lot of people were, like I said, making the women feel crazy. And it just goes to show you sometimes men can't see past their own experiences and who they are. You know, there's a lot that goes on in this world where women are victims to the violence of men. And I think it's about time that men as a collective start speaking up and start holding themselves accountable, you know? So yeah, I wanted to bring that up in conversation. Let me know. Let me know what you think. And what would you rather? Would you rather be in the woods with a bear or a man? I see, and I'm taking all things into account. At the end of the day, now I'm thinking worst case scenario for both things, right? So we're thinking worst case scenario for the man, right? Which is where I feel a lot of women went to. Plus, they got to put their experiences into consideration. So they're thinking, okay, I've been in a violent past with men. Men are capable of crazy things. Who knows? you know, this man could do something. Why is he in the woods alone? Is he trying to do something to harm me? Okay, valid point. But I also feel the bear. Like, what if the bear's having a bad day? What if the bear's hungry? What if it's a mama bear and she has her babies with them? You know, mama bears, when they have their babies, are very protective. They can get very aggressive. What if the bear's hungry and there's nothing else around to eat but me? You know, so it's like, would I pick the bear over the man? If I had to put myself in a scenario where I'm fighting off a bear versus fighting off a man, I'd have to pick the man. I'd have to pick the man because I know for a fact I'm not going to be able to beat this bear. I mean, one swipe of that bear paw and it's doing damage, right? Whereas like a man, I could like kick him in the balls and run, you know, or do something. I at least have more of a even game against the man in the woods versus the bear in the woods, the angry bear, the mama bear, the bear who's hungry, who wants to eat me, versus the man who's, you know, going to do something violent to me. I think I have a better chance with the man, but I can, at the end of the day, see where women are coming from, that their first instinct is to say, yeah, I'll take that bear over the man any day of the week. So men, if you're listening, start taking accountability for your people, okay? Because this shit ain't right. And that's all I got to say about that. Okay. Hey, boobies. If you don't know, now you know. We got a Booby Squad hotline. That's right. A place just for you to make your mark, to speak it with your chest and say how you feel. Ask us a question. Tell us a story about what's been going down in your life or give your opinion on a recent episode. Whatever it is, send it in and who knows, maybe you will be a segment topic on the next episode. Click the link in this week's episode description or hop on over to my Instagram at amandayoa.official and click the link in my bio and throw it down. Can't wait to hear from you, boo. All right, now back to the episode. Let's be real. It's Mother's Day weekend, everyone. Just in case you didn't know, I am going to have a busy weekend with my kids. We are going to be on the road for softball. Anna's got a tournament. Then we got a 9 a.m. game on Sunday. I told my mom, I'm like, listen, don't expect me to be at your house this weekend. Normally I host and I have everyone over because I enjoy doing that. But I said, you know, I just can't do it this weekend. So I'll stop over on Friday with the kids. I'll visit my grandmother. I'll visit my mom. But other than that, I'm going to be out of the house on Saturday from 9 a.m. till probably late in the day, depending on how well the girls perform. And then Sunday, 9 a.m. after that, I'm not going anywhere. Okay. Like, I'm sorry. At the end of the day, I'm a mom too. And this mama needs her day of rest. Okay? I've been through a lot this week, which I didn't even talk about. So let me tell you about that. Sidebar. Okay. We'll get to this in a moment. Sidebar. This mama has been dealing with a lot of issues as of recent, and I had an experience last week where I was recording last week's podcast episode. All of a sudden, my heart started racing out of nowhere, and I started to feel a little lightheaded, right? And at first, I thought, am I having a panic attack? What the hell's going on right now? Like, I'm sitting here doing something that I enjoy doing. I should not be in a state of panic. It just didn't feel right to me, and I got a little alarmed. So I had my husband take me to the ER. So it turns out, you know, everything subsided. I was fine. They ran blood work on me to make sure I wasn't having like a heart attack or what have you. And, you know, I was not having a heart attack, which relieved me because, you know, right away you go, oh my God, something's wrong with my heart. Turns out I am anemic, extremely anemic, like one point away from needing a blood transfusion. Okay, so that's a little crazy. So I said, you know, like, what could this be? Why is this happening to me? So honestly, it was like the last dot that needed to be connected for me, because for the longest time, I've been dealing with a lot of, especially when it comes to my menstrual cycle, I've been dealing with a lot of issues, right? I have like really heavy periods. I'm very moody, and palpitations is one of the things that I've been dealing with. So You know, I took myself to the ER, got some answers. I was like, okay, great. At least we know we don't have a heart condition, Amanda. This is just a symptom of something that you have going on that you need to look into a little further so that you can right whatever is out of whack. Now, mind you, I'm 38 years old. I've had two children and I've also lost over 100 pounds. So all things combined can really throw somebody off kilter. So somewhere hormonally, I'm a little out of whack. Okay. Which can happen. You know, am I going through perimenopause? I could be, right? Which I just want answers at this point, right? But I'm just so grateful that I listen to my body. So I want to bring this up in conversation too. And I know if a lot of you went on my Instagram, you saw I did an Instagram live about this, but I wanted to bring it on here too. And I can't believe I almost forgot to talk about this. Listen to your body. You know, and don't give up on yourself. I know a lot of times we go to the doctor and sometimes we just have some really shitty doctors who just want to get through their day. They just want to get through their patients. I heard something. It's like, oh, if you make an appointment, it's automatically like a 15-minute appointment. So you only have time to ask like this many questions. And if you don't, you have to make another. Are you kidding me? You have to make another appointment? That's insane. I'm grateful enough or lucky enough to have a wonderful doctor who will sit there and listen to every single question that I have, no matter how long it takes. But I just can't believe that our health system is like that. That's just something crazy in itself. But don't, you know, that all that to say, don't give up on yourself. Find a doctor who will listen to you, who won't just rush you out of the office so he can get on with his day and get home to whatever bullshit he needs to get home to, you know, and be persistent. Be proactive. Invest in your wellness, because before you know it, if you do not, you will be investing in your illness. I promise you that. Okay. So I am investing in my wellness. I'm already on an iron regimen to boost these iron levels. And basically, you know, when your iron levels are down, it can cause your body to do all kinds of crazy things, such as your heart going a little faster so that it can pump the blood, the red blood cells that really are low. Like, it's like, I'm running out of things here. We got to pump it, pump the blood that's here a little faster so we have enough to go around, you know? So that's what's happening with me. And I've noticed I've noticed a positive change since I started my iron regimen, but I'm also going to be going to an endocrinologist, a hematologist to see, you know, hormonally what's going on. Cause it's definitely something hormonal. So yeah, it's been a crazy week. It's been a crazy week. So at the end of the day, you know, yeah, it's Mother's Day weekend. I ain't going nowhere. And I told my mom that and she was totally understanding, which it was super cool. So give yourself some grace this Mother's Day, ladies. You know, for any moms that are listening, give yourself some grace. Don't feel like you have to run to the hills and do this, that, and the other and show up for this mom, that mom. It's your day too. It's your day too. And if you can't do the plans that someone else has planned for themselves or someone else made plans to do, you just say, look, I can't do it. You know, we got a lot going on in our life right now. I can't make that commitment. We'll do something at a different time. You're a mom too. Remember that. You know, and this is also a time where I want to say, you know, to the single moms, the married moms, divorced moms, the straight moms, the gay moms, the white, Hispanic, Black, Asian, whatever. You're doing a great job. You are doing a great job. Okay. And I don't feel as women, as moms, we hear that enough. Life goes by so quickly. This world is so fast. It's hard sometimes to stop and recognize the greatness, which is you and what you're doing for your children, right? Continue to break the mold. Continue to lead by example, to give to your children what wasn't given to you, right? Showing them the way by being that woman that you know deep down you can be. Even though that wasn't shown to you, you still have it inside of you. It may take a little more effort to pull her out, but she's in there. Trust me. I've had to do it for myself. And if this girl right here can do it, you can do it too. Okay, for the expecting moms, this is your day too. You are growing a human. Holy shit. I remember when I had my daughter, it was like the first time in my life where I ever followed through with something. And I mean, she was coming out whether I wanted her to or not. So I was following through with it, whether it was, you know, my doing or gravity's doing or whatever. But I remember her coming out and me being like, holy shit. For the first time in my life, I followed through and saw something out to the end. And here is this beautiful 8-pound, 9-ounce, 22 inches. Yes. Okay. She kept coming out like, you know, the magician, when the magician pulls the flags out and they're all connected and you're like, when's it going to stop? That's how I felt when she was coming out of my badge. Okay. And she was humongous. But I remember looking at her and she had her curly black hair. And I remember saying, well, I did something. It was my proudest moment in a time where I really had nothing. I couldn't look at my life in a positive light. I had nothing going for me. I felt like I could never do anything right. For the first time in my life, I did something that was amazing. And I was so proud of myself. And she looked just like me. Oh my God, she was so cute. She was so cute. I was like, she looks just like me. And I remember in that moment, that for me was like, holy shit, Amanda, you got to like get your act together, because this little girl is going to be looking at you and you are in a state of mind that you should not be in. You're stagnant, girl. You're stagnant. So let's start off this conquest of living out our passion and our purpose, living our best life by being a mom and leading by example. So any of you expecting moms, know that this is your day too. And when that little one comes, and if you were in a season of feeling like, what do I bring into the world? What do I have to offer? You have a ton to offer. You have a ton of experience, a ton of wisdom to offer, not just to the self, the world within yourself, but to the world within that little human that you were about to birth. And that is amazing. And I want to give a moment to talk to all the moms who don't have their little ones here, who have maybe had a miscarriage or weren't ready to be a mom or lost a baby during birth or after birth. This is your day too. And I honor you. And I can't imagine the journey that you have been on losing a child. You know, I know the excitement that comes with pregnancy, the fear, all the feels, you know, and deciding that it's just not your time to be a mom. It takes courage and it's an individual decision. And I respect that. And when you lose a child, you know, you feel so out of control because you've done everything that you could for however long that baby was inside of you, to control the atmosphere that that child was in. You gave it everything that you could possibly could that was would nurture it, able to grow to the best of its ability, you know, and to not have the end result of all your efforts is truly heartbreaking. And I want you to know that on this day, we see you too, and we hold the space for you and all of you today. Honestly, we should celebrate moms a little more often, if I'm being serious. I mean, Mother's Day, really? Like, it should be how every woman celebrates her birthday. It's a birthday month, okay? So May is Mother's Day month. I already have my Mother's Day present. My husband got me a wonderful chair that I sit in during Anna's softball games. It's a rocking chair. I don't know if your mom's ever seen it. Honestly, I said to him, I'm like, I just like this chair because it has the strap attached to it and I don't have to shove it in a sleeve. Do you ever see them like fold up chair sleeves? So annoying. So annoying, especially when you have a little one running around. You're like, come here. And you're trying to shove your chair in, you know, but it should be a whole month of celebration. It should be a whole year of celebration. We should always be celebrating ourselves. You know, Mother's Day is a day where we're celebrated by others. But I hope that you take the space on Mother's Day and every day to celebrate yourself, because it takes a lot to be a mom. It really does. It truthfully does. Momming ain't easy. I said it before and I'll say it again. So for all you ladies celebrating, we see you. We honor you. I love you. You're an amazing mom. Keep breaking that glass ceiling of what it is to be a woman of worth, of confidence, of self-love, of knowing what is meant for her, and leading by example for those little ones to follow. I love it. and I'm here for it. Let me know. Hop on over to Instagram. Let me know what you're doing this Mother's Day. I was checking out some of Oprah's, wish list of gifts. And I got to say, I think for the most part, you know, us women got it down. What we love the most is just coffee and pajamas, because most of the things on there were like things to keep your coffee hot and pajamas and candles, you know? So if you get me pajamas, coffee and candles, sold. But I will say, if I had to pick like an ultimate Mother's Day vacation, I just gave it away. Ultimate Mother's Day gift, it would be a vacation without my children. Because fuck them kids. All right, ladies, I will let you go. Till next time, stay inspired. And that's a wrap on today's episode, girlfriends. But wait, before you go, I got a few things for you to do real quick. Number one, drop us a review. Your feedback is gold and helps us grow and bring this show to more amazing listeners just like you. Number two, subscribe. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Subscribe to our podcast. This way, you'll never miss out on another amazing episode. And number three, join our VIP email list. I mean, are you ready for some exclusive content, sneak peeks, and special goodies? Well, then sign up. Trust us. It's where the real party happens. Your support keeps this show roaring. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, together we create that next level self. Okay, I'll let you go now. Bye-bye.